All right, happy Mother's Day to all those ladies here, those that are here and watching or listening later. We thank you for all the ways you've poured into the lives of your kids and grandkids and nieces and nephews. We know that Mother's Day can also be a hard day. There's a lot of us, or some of us have had mothers that have either have passed away or have had just some hard times with moms. Maybe you've had unfulfilled dreams of being a mom. So then we just recognize that this can be a hard day. But overall, in Mother's Day, we just are thankful for those moms that have been a blessing in each of our lives and in especially the church community. So thank you to all you ladies. The word delight is an interesting word, because the word delight, I looked it up in the dictionary. It says a high degree of pleasure or enjoyment or joy, something that gives you pleasure. And, you know, I'm thinking about Mother's Day. What gives mothers so much pleasure is seeing their children succeed, seeing their children thrive, seeing their children do well. You know, not just on the days where they graduate from high school or college or kindergarten, but the days that they have just, you know, their first steps, the days that they have something that's just exciting, you know. But it's not just those days. I look back on my mom and I think about my wife and just the days that she just delighted in the good and the bad during these days of mothering. And so, you know, what do you delight in? As a mom or as anybody, what do you delight in? What do you have great pleasure in? What do you have satisfaction? What do you have enjoyment in? How are you highly pleased? You know, we've been looking at this idea of Sabbath. And it's actually not just an idea. It's one of the commands that God gave to the people of Israel. The fourth command, to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And this idea we've looked at the last few weeks, the first thing we have to do if we're going to keep a Sabbath is we have to stop. And stopping is sometimes really hard. But stopping is the first way of starting a Sabbath rest. If we don't stop, we're not going to rest. And then last week we looked at this idea of how Jesus offers rest. He invites you into a rest. And often we think we don't need that rest, but it is a rest that we truly need. And it's a rest that He can give us. But if we just stop right there, we just stop, you know, we stop and we rest, those are really good things. But I think the whole point of Sabbath isn't just to stop, isn't just to rest, but it's to delight. It's to delight in our Maker, in our Creator, in the God who knows us and loves us and cherishes us. He wants us to delight in Him. And when we are too busy, we often don't stop and smell the roses. We don't stop and realize how good our God is. And so He wants us to stop. He wants us to accept His invitation of rest, but He also wants us to fully delight in Him. And the way we delight in Him, it shows a lot of what are we doing? If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, are you busy, busy, busy? Are you stopping and enjoying Jesus? In a book called 24-6, A Prescription for a Healthier, Happier Life, Matthew Sheath says, "Resting one day a week by any name is holy. But the point is to stop on that day and look for God. It's not just stop, it's not just rest, but to rest in God, to delight in who God is and what He wants to speak into you." If you would, we would turn to Isaiah 58, verse 13 and 14 today as our main text. Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14. Now, Isaiah is one of the prophets in the Old Testament, and he was talking to the people of Israel about this idea of Sabbath. Remember, this idea of Sabbath was not something that is, it's an idea that was a command for the people of Israel. And like I read a quote last week, that it's not a command for us that we're bound to, but it is a promise we are invited to enjoy. We can enjoy this Sabbath. And just even being clear, Sabbath was always for this from Friday night to Saturday night. It was always the seventh day. And now we celebrate Sabbath usually on Sunday because it's the Lord's Day. It's the day that Jesus rose from the dead. And usually we don't say Sabbath. We say the Lord's Day or we say Sunday. But Sabbath is a way of just setting apart a day. And we're just saying, hey, we're stopping. We're stopping all the normal activities, especially that involve work. We're stopping all the other things that so we can just focus on our time with Jesus. Not just sleeping in or taking naps, which is those are good things, unless, and well, don't sleep in on Sunday for you to come to church. But sleeping in, enjoying rest, that's a really good thing, right? So what it says in Isaiah 58 about Sabbath is, says this in verse 13 and 14. It says, keep the Sabbath day holy. Don't pursue your own interests on that day, but enjoy the Sabbath and speak of it with delight. Say delight. Delight. Speak of the Sabbath with delight as the Lord's holy day. And he says, honor the Sabbath in everything you do on that day. Don't follow your own desires or talk idly. Verse 14, then the Lord will be your delight. Say delight. Delight. Okay, the Lord will be your delight. He will give you great honor and satisfy you with inheritance. I promise to your ancestors, Jacob, I, the Lord, have spoken. This is a scripture that God is speaking through the prophet Isaiah about the Sabbath, keeping the Sabbath, speaking with it about the Sabbath with delight, enjoying the day that the Lord has given you, enjoying that, and then in stopping and in resting, and you're going to delight in the Lord. And that's the goal. The goal isn't just to stop and rest, but it's to delight in the Lord. Because when we delight in something and we have so much satisfaction in something, we end up talking about that a lot. We end up wanting to do that a lot. We end up thinking about those things a lot. You know, there's some things that we delight in. Recently, I really delight in watching IndyCar races. And even if it means I come back at 10 o'clock at night the day before Mother's Day and taking a whole bunch of kids with me to watch a IndyCar race, which might have done yesterday. But I delight in it. The roar of the cars that just go back so fast just brings me so much delight. And when I delight in those things, I end up talking with people, usually people that care more about IndyCar, but you know, like my brothers and some of my kids have started to like IndyCar. But, you know, there's some delight that happens when we just enjoy, when we just let ourselves enjoy something. You know, delighting in the Lord is not that much different, except it's on a way different level. When we delight in the Lord, we talk about the Lord. We enjoy the Lord. We can't get enough of the Lord. We don't want to like do something different because we're so enjoying and being satisfied with or in the Lord and His presence. And so this word delight, we're going to be looking at in some ways of practicing Sabbath rest. First, some ideas how to do this. How do we delight in the Lord? Well, first thing is in practicing Sabbath rest, we delight in God's world. Okay, so we delight in God's world. So in the nature, in quiet, and beauty, we delight in the Lord's world. God is the God that created the world. God is the God that is creative. It's remember in Genesis, God said He made each day He made something. But on the seventh day, He rested. But before each of those days, in each of those days, He said, and this is good. This is good. This is good. And what He was saying in each of those cases is, this is life-giving. This brings life. And when he created people, He said, this is very good. This is very good that brings life. This is enjoyable. This is brings delight. And when we delight in God's world, you know, I know sometimes we can just kind of get stuck in our homes, especially in the winter when it's cold. We get stuck and we just have this mindset of like, I get these things done, I got to do these things, I got to you know, all these things. But often if we just go outside, even if it's cold, even for a few minutes and just get some fresh air and just see the maybe the snow or now in the springtime and summer, see the, hear the birds singing, see the buds blooming and the crops beginning to grow. We see these things and we realize we're so small, right? This theme of VBS this year is about magnify. We're gonna see some of those things, how interesting, detailed, perfect God made everything. And we can explore and look at those things and we just realize, wow, we have such a big, wonderful, awesome God. And we can delight in His world, because when we delight in His world, we see who He is. We see how creative He is. Pastor and author, the late Tim Keller, said this: because our world is full of ugly things, we need Sabbath to feed our soul with beauty. You know, this world, there's so many, when we talk about world, now we can talk about a lot of bad things in this world. You just turn on the news and you see a lot of bad things. But nature and what God created, those things are really good. And those things give us a sense of God, the creative God that we worship. And we can delight in God. You know, when we're out in nature, when we're outside, even if that's something that's not something you do very often or don't get to do a lot, I think of this verse from Philippians 4. Verse 8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Now, I feel like for me, when I get outside, when I see nature, when I'm enjoying a sunset, even if it's not at a beach, but I'm just seeing a nice sunset, or, you know, go someplace, it's harder for me to think about all the bad. I start thinking about the pure and the right and the noble, the lovely, the admirable. I start thinking about how God is a creative God. So fresh air really helps with that. You know, I know on Mother's Day, it's the one day of the year that my kids, they really know what how to bless their mom. And they really know that it's not about all the little trinkets and gifts they can give to their mom, but those are nice. But what she really likes on Mother's Day is to get outside in nature and hike with her family without complaining. And that's one way, the kids know that their mom delights in it so much. Delighting in God's world, delighting in nature, seeing, just having fun together outside. And so that's what we're going to be doing this afternoon, by the way, kids. And we're going to be delighting in that, right? Delighting as a family. You know, if that's not something you're used to, I want you just to encourage you this week, find a way that you can just get outside for a few minutes. Find a place that's quiet. Listen to the birds. Watch the clouds. Look at, maybe at night, look up at the stars. Delight in God's world. You know, the second way is we can practice Sabbath rest in delighting in God's word. Delighting in God's word is this idea of, we have this Bible. You know, many of us have a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, by the way, talk to me, talk to somebody. We want to get you a Bible. We want you in the Bible. You know, your phones have these Bible apps. That's good too. But, you know, reading the Bible, being in God's word is so good. But it's not just that we're reading God's word. It's about delighting in God's word. And when we delight in God's word, when we read the Bible, we see God's heart. And we see how humanity is so broken. Humanity has such a need for a Savior. And this world is not our home. This world is only temporary. And so we can see a lot of things in God's word about who God is and what He delights in. You know, He delights so much in His children. Way more than moms. He delights in His children. No matter, just on the best days, He delights in His children on the worst days. Because He loves you. In Mark 2, verse 27 and 28, The disciples had just been picking some pieces of grain on the Sabbath, and the Pharisees were criticizing them for working on the Sabbath. And Jesus said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." Jesus wants people to know the Sabbath isn't about all the rules. God made Sabbath so that we could enjoy. We could enjoy stopping, we can enjoy resting, but we can enjoy and delight in our Creator, in God. And so the Sabbath is not this heavy burden. Like, you know, some people might say, don't ever do this on Sunday. I think it's about a promise that God's giving you a chance to delight in Him. You know, you have to milk the cows. Sorry, you have to, right? Whatever, you know, whatever happens, it's not about rules. The Sabbath is not about rules. The Sabbath is about a promise you get to enjoy. And Jesus wants you to enjoy His Father. He wants you to enjoy. That's the whole point of Sabbath, is to delight in God. So, do you spend time regularly in your Bible? If you don't, I want to encourage you to find a Bible and spend time in your Bible. Because what happens is, you might just read a little bit, you know, here and there, but spending more and more time in your Bible, hopefully, will let what God shows you, God's heart shows you who God is, and hopefully by opening yourself up to God's Word, then God will help you to love His Word and love Him. And so I want to encourage you to just be this summer, be reading your Bibles. But please don't do it in a legalistic sense, like I got to read this many chapters, I got to read this because I'm a better Christian or because I'm a better person or something like that. No, but it's about delighting in God and delighting in His Word. So whatever it takes for you just to open God's Word, read it, even if it's one or two verses, read it and just ask some questions. What do I see about God? What am I learning about God in this passage? What does it say about me or about humanity? What does it say about my need for God? What is it, you know, how can I apply it to my life? And really ask in prayer, ask God, God, in this verse that I've just read, or this verse, show me what it means for me and show me how I can live for You. But and the more we do that, the more we're going to delight in God's Word. The third way is to practice Sabbath rest in delighting in God's work. You know, God's work was done the first day, 6 days of creation. Right? There's so much that God did. If you just stop and think about how much God did those 6 days, it's incredible. The scientists are still finding out more things about how God created on those 6 days. But it's not just about creation. God's best work is you. His best work wasn't just making you. It's about transforming you. God's best work is you. And so delighting in God's work looks like, what has God been doing? What has God done? I mean, yes, Jesus went to the cross and He paid the price for your sin. Jesus willingly died for you. His work is amazing. No one else did that for you. No one else took your sin so that you could have life with Him for all of eternity. No one did that except for Jesus. And no one, even if someone else tried to do that, it wouldn't count because of their sin. If they do that, it's their sin. It's paying for their sin. But what Jesus did is by dying on the cross, He died in your place. He died in my place. And so Jesus, He could do it. He could pay the price for your sin. And that is the greatest work possible. Jesus loves you and He died for you. But Jesus isn't dead. He's living and He wants a relationship with you. So what He's done and what He's still doing, what He's still doing is He's transforming you. He wants you in His Word. He wants you in creation. He wants you to be delighting in Him. And so that what's happening is you falling more and more in love with Jesus. you knowing more and more of his heart, you having a relationship that is a real relationship, not just out of, I probably should do these things, but because it's bringing so much delight and so much joy. In Luke, there's a story, Luke 13, where this woman was crippled. And Jesus, on the Sabbath day, Jesus put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up. She was healed. And she praised God, it said in verse 13 of chapter 13. But notice in chapter 13, verse 14, the Pharisees were mad. Common part of the Bible in the New Testament. I know, Pharisees getting mad. But the Pharisees were indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And in fact, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work. So come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." Don't you dare do something on the Sabbath because we're trying to keep the rules here. Jesus, stop breaking rules. Do we ever say that to Jesus? Stop breaking the rules, Jesus. Don't do that, Jesus. And Jesus answered him, "You hypocrites, don't each of you untie your ox or your donkey and lead it out to get water?" And he talked about then this woman, this daughter, whom Satan has bound for 18 long years, can't she be set free even on the Sabbath day? When he said this, all his opponents were, first of all, humiliated, it said, but then also it says the people were delighted with all the wonderful things that he was doing. The people were delighted, and the person, of course, that was healed, she was praising God. She was delighted. She was delighting in the work of God. She didn't care what day of the week it was. She cared about being healed and praising God. There's things that happen on our Sabbath day that no matter what day of the week it is, that God works in us and he changes us and he heals us and he breaks the chains of bondage. And what he does are wonderful, wonderful things. And we can delight in those things. And we can delight when we see other people set free from those things. And not about, you know, hey, you can't do it this way, or you can't do it that way, or this day is set aside this way, or no, this is how we have always done it, so we can't ever do it this way. No, we have to be thinking about delighting in the wonderful things that God's doing, delighting in his work. So when's the last time you've just experienced delight in what God's done? Thinking about what God's done in your life, if you've accepted Jesus Christ for your forgiveness of your sins, is that something that you delight in? Is that something you thank God for? Not because you have to, I have to keep thanking God every day, but no, because you realize that I was a sinner and I was in need of a Savior. I was someone that was lost and now I'm found. I'm someone that was bound, but now I'm set free. Because when we realize where we were before we accepted Christ and that we had no hope without Christ, then we really, really delight in the work of God. And then we really delight in the work of God, what he's still doing. It wasn't just sometime when I accepted Jesus. It's now. Every day I'm delighting in what God's doing, transforming me. That's why we have his word. That's why we have creation. Because we can be with God and let him transform us. And then guess what? It's not just what he did and what he's doing right now, but also what has he promised? For those that love Jesus, they're going to be with him for all of eternity. There's going to be no more crying. There's no more weeping. There's no more sadness. Because when Jesus returns, when Jesus rises people from the dead, when Jesus brings people to him, the people that know Jesus, the people that trust Jesus, the people that have lived their life with Jesus on earth, the rest of eternity are going to be delighting constantly, 24/7, delighting in Jesus. It says in Revelation, there's no more sun because Jesus is the sun. Jesus gives light. We don't need all these other things. Jesus is everything we need. Jesus is everything we want. Jesus is everything we look to. And so in those days, when Jesus returns in the new heaven, We're going to be delighting in Jesus. And that's what he wants for us now. And I'm not going to say just on Sundays. He wants us to delight in him all the time. But especially on the day that we call Sabbath, let's spend that time cherishing that time that we can have to stop, that time that we have to rest, but not just to rest, but to delight in him for what he's done, for what he's doing, and what he has promised for those that love Jesus. So in practicing Sabbath rest, we delight in God's world. You know, the verses right before that in Philippians, right before I was reading Philippians 4, verse 8, but it talks about right before that, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So when we are practicing Sabbath rest, and we're delighting in God's world, we're going to have that peace that is given to us, that peace that passes all understanding, that peace that guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So in that world, when we have a peace in the world, even though there's so much trouble in the world, we have peace in Jesus. When we delight in God's work, sorry, when we delight in God's word, the Bible, it says in John, we read this earlier this year, preaching about John 15, but it says in John 15, 10 and 11, if you keep my commands, Jesus says this to his disciples, if you keep my commands, you will remain in my love just as I have kept my Father's commands and will remain in his love. And Jesus says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Jesus wants you to have the joy and love of him and the Father and the Spirit and this triune God working together. He wants you to delight in his word. He wants you to delight in his word, and he wants to fill you with joy and love. He wants you to delight in God's work, because when we delight in what God has done and what it is doing, then we just take our mindset off of all the little things in front of us, and we think about how small of time we're in, how small we are, and how big God is, and how infinite he is, and how timeless he is, and that we can know him. And then we can know him forever. And not just wait till we die to really experience the life that he wants to give us, but to experience his life and his love every day. You know, I know sometimes some people might say, well, how can you really stop working? How can you really rest? How can you really delight? And I want to just give a really quick example that Chick-fil-A is a great restaurant, and I'm not even trying to endorse them, but they stop working on Sundays. There's no Chick-fil-A's that are open on Sundays, and I know sometimes we want to go to Chick-fil-A on Sundays, and we're not the only ones that probably want to go to Chick-fil-A on Sundays, and there's probably been some times that you've been disappointed that Chick-fil-A is not open on Sundays. But they realize, and I don't think it's in any kind of legalistic sense, but they realize that our bodies need to stop, that their employees need a day of rest. And I think, because of the way they are founded, they want their employees to delight in Jesus. And guess what? They make so much money in the other 6 days a week that they don't need the seventh day. They do. They make so much money in those 6 days. Yes, they could make more money on the seventh day, but guess what? Or sorry, not the seventh day, the first days, Sundays. They don't open on Sundays, and they could make so much money on Sundays, but their value is that we value the workers' time to stop, to hopefully go to church, to worship with their family and have time with their family and to delight in Jesus. You know, stopping and accepting Jesus' invitation to rest are so important, but what makes Sabbath truly Sabbath is to delight in the Lord. And in fact, our main idea today is that Sabbath without delight misses God's heart. And I know it sounds kind of harsh, but I think it's really true. If we are practicing Sabbath out of the duty of it, out of following the command, and we even stop and we even rest, but we don't delight in Jesus, we don't delight in the Father, I think we're missing the whole point. And I think the whole point of why God wanted people to Sabbath was to connect with Him. In that same book, Matthew Sheath says, "We cannot turn back the hands of time, and our 24/7 world is not going to change. Life will only get more intense. New communication tools, nanotechnology, human engineering will increase the number of tasks an individual can do simultaneously. We will look back with nostalgia at the 24/7 world that these quote-unquote advances make in a 48/7 reality." He said, if we wish to have a weekly day of rest, it will no longer happen as a societal default. It will happen only as the result of a conscious choice. Our world is speeding out of control, and it wants you to do more and more things, to be busier and busier, because they say that's how you get happy, is if you're more busy. But we're only going to practice Sabbath if we choose to. And in fact, the world's going to say, like, what? What's wrong with you? Why don't you do this? And they think the world still doesn't understand Chick-fil-A. But they keep going there 6 days a week. Duty, discipline, diligence, and even determination are only going to get you so far. But delight makes things not a task to complete, but it's something to be excited about. And that's what God's heart for Sabbath is. His heart for you is to connect with Him, for you to delight in Him, for Him to delight in you. You know, Psalm 37:4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires." He was going to give you the desire of your heart. Delight first. What is the true desire of our heart? I think it really has to do with being fulfilled. And how are we fulfilled? How are we satisfied? Only in Jesus. We have this, we try all these other ways to be fulfilled. Exodus, and in Deuteronomy, when God was giving the Ten Commandments, He talked about blessing the Sabbath and keeping it holy. Well, this word bless isn't just the word bless. It also can mean make happy. God wants you to have at least one happy time every week. He knows what's best for you is to connect with Him, to be happy, to be satisfied, to be delighting in Him. This summer, we are going to be, the word Sabbath and the word sabbatical, sabbatical goes from the word Sabbath. And it's this idea of taking some time to set aside to be with Jesus. And so our goals this summer, we're taking a 3-month sabbatical, is to stop, to take, and that's hard, by the way. It's not something I was like, oh yeah, let's just get out of here. But to stop and to rest, accept the invitation of Jesus' rest. But if we only do those things, that's not going to be a successful Sabbath. A successful sabbatical. My true goal is to delight in Jesus and to experience the delight He has in me. You know, this summer, I would love for you guys to be practicing some of these things, to be stopping and to be resting and to be delighting in the Lord. And maybe not just on the Sabbath, maybe not just on what you call Sabbath, maybe other times during the week, that you can really spend time in nature, spend time being in fellowship with others, spend some time in the Word, spending time delighting in God. In fact, next week, I'm going to give you a whole list. I'm going to give you a whole list of ideas or suggestions that you can have of ways that you can do this summer. I'd love to hear how you guys, this summer, when I come back, I'd love to hear how you guys practice these things. How you stopped what you were doing. How you rested, accepting that invitation from Jesus, and how you delighted fully in the Lord. I'd love to hear how that happens. In fact, so I want to give you guys that chance this summer with some ideas of how to do that. And those are ways that I'm going to be working on those myself. By the way, we're very thankful for the gift that our church and especially our elders are providing for our family to have these things, to stop and to rest and to delight in the Lord. This week, I just want to encourage you, even today, maybe how can you get out and delight in the Lord? How can you enjoy God's creation? Spend some time outside practicing a hobby, maybe taking a nap, enjoying a way of meditating or journaling God's word. Find some ways that you can delight, that will lead you to delight in the Lord. And I want to leave you with this. And from Isaiah 58, our verse says to enjoy the Sabbath. Speak of it with delight. Then the Lord will be your delight. And God says he will give you great honor and will satisfy you. He wants you to delight in him. And we need to give him time by stopping, by resting, and opening up his word, spending time with him, being however you're connecting with God, but to be filled by Jesus. Let me pray. Jesus, I thank you for your word. Thank you for the creation that you've made, that your world. Thank you for the work that you've done. Lord, I ask that you would give each person here an incredible peace that passes all understanding, that would guard their hearts and their minds in you. I ask, Lord, that you would give us a heart for you and be filled with your joy. Lord, that we would experience your love and we could just be so filled up by your love and so delighted by you that we would just speak of you with such delight, that we would just want to tell everybody about you and how wonderful you are. Jesus, I pray that you give us boldness. I pray you give us that delight in you. And Lord, I pray even as this summer, there's maybe some more opportunities to rest and have some different opportunities. Lord, I pray that you would help us each to find ways that we can stop and that we can rest, and most of all, that we can delight in you. So Lord, I pray just a blessing over this congregation. I pray this that everyone would have just a delight in you. Lord, if there's people that don't know you, haven't trusted you, Lord, pray today would be the day that they would find delight and true joy and satisfaction in you, that they would find salvation, and that would bring all that they need to you. They bring their joy and trust in you alone. And pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.